This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush's special envoy on Iraq, former Secretary of State James Baker, is in Rome today after winning commitments in Paris and Berlin to ease Baghdad's $120 billion debt burden. Though France and Germany opposed the war, have refused to contribute troops, and have been cut out of reconstruction contracts, they appear to have made a strategic recalculation to project a united front. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Even before James Baker left for Europe, there was talk he'd face frosty receptions in Berlin and Paris. Both governments were stung by the White House decision to shut their companies out of lucrative reconstruction projects in Iraq. But so far for Baker, so good. Here's what he said yesterday in Paris.
I got an extraordinarily warm and friendly reception here, as I always have when I've come here. And as I think you would gather from what I just told you about the views of the French government and the American government, that we want to do what we can to reduce the oppressive debt burden on the Iraqi people.
Later in the day, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin hinted that France might be willing to help train Iraqi police officers. The man who, to many in the Bush administration, personifies French intransigence, de Villepin may perhaps be making a strategic recalculation and deciding that France will be better off if it's conciliatory towards Washington. French Member of Parliament Herve Mariton says it's what's happening now in Paris.
If we were looking for a moment to try and bridge our positions, it is now the right moment, yes.
While the Bush administration's decision to limit reconstruction projects in Iraq to countries it defines as friendly annoyed Paris and Berlin, some European analysts say France and Germany's reaction to that decision undermined the high moral tone they took before and after the war. Heather Graby is an analyst with the Center for European Reform.
We've certainly seen a lot of annoyance on the part of French companies in particular that they can't bid for the reconstruction projects. So this does have an impact in terms of the economic and business interests in France and Germany.
In other words, when it comes to money, French and German leaders have business interests to look after as well. But there's another dynamic at work, says Graby.
France and Germany are aware that having bad transatlantic relations is not very good for their countries. Although they may not like U.S. behavior, they still have to work with the U.S. on many, many issues. So that's why they're seeking reconciliation. And they don't want Britain to be the only partner with which the U.S. does business in Europe.
There's also a quiet split emerging within the Franco-German alliance on Iraq.
What we have seen here in Germany in the past month is Germany is slowly and quietly retracting or extricating itself from this embrace.
Constanze Stelzenmüller is the security and defense editor for the German weekly Die Zeit. She says during the debate over the war in Iraq, Germany deferred to France.
France was in the driving seat and Germany was in the back seat. So it was pretty much left to the French to define the terms of the debate.
Stelzenmüller says that when France talked about a European counterweight to American hegemony, many German officials became extremely uncomfortable.
In the months that have intervened, there has been a sober recognition in Berlin that this counterweight notion was a very bad idea.
And, she adds, foreign policy officials in Berlin are starting to come around to the quiet realization that they may have to be involved in peacekeeping in Iraq. Stelzenmüller says there's only one way the German government could sell that idea to the public.
If at some point NATO became the framework for the stabilization of Iraq, it would be extremely difficult if the United States came to the table and said, we would like NATO to take over Iraq or parts of the situation in Iraq. It would be extremely difficult for the Germans to say no.
And for France, she adds, because both countries are so heavily involved in another NATO operation, the one in Afghanistan. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.